Okay, so there's a Tanner and there is a Kira. Maybe you remember this from the Masechta Shabbos. Basically, Tanner is an oven. Kira is a stove. Let me try to describe to you what a Kira looks like. It's made out of cheres. Looks a little bit like a pot. Actually, an upside-down pot, as the Rash and the Rosh explain it. We call it an upside-down pot because the total opening, where it's totally open, that's at the bottom. The part that's on the ground. What would be the floor of the pot, that's on top, and there are two holes over there. On those two holes, you put two pots. Now, it says about Tanura, sometimes they would put the pot on top, sometimes they would put the pot inside. So try to imagine an upside-down pot, where the back of the pot has these two holes. Now, the pot is upside down, so the top part of the pot, which is connected to the ground, that we smear around with clay, with lime, just like we did with the oven. There was a doorway at the bottom, a little opening. That's what they would put in the wood and the fire, light the fire. The walls of the Kira were not slanted like the walls of the oven. The oven were slanted inwards. The walls of the Kira were straight, and therefore it's not as hot. Because if it's slanted, there's less space for the heat to spread out, so the congestion of the heat makes it hotter. Okay, so a Kira, to make a long story short, Kira is a stove made out of cheres, and there is place for two pots on top. Tchilasa, when you first make it, it has to have in its height a shear of shalosh of 3 finger widths. 3 fingers high. Usherel shalosh. If it breaks, how much has to be left for it to still be able to be mekabel toma? And the answer again is 3 fingers high. Here too, mishet gamar malacht, even if you have the shear, only becomes tummy once it's completed. In ezu gamar malacht, what's called gamar malacha for a kira, so like the tanner, we don't put it into another oven. It itself, and that solidifies it. That makes it strong enough to be called a kira. So how much heat do you have to heat up for it to be finished, for it to like get hard enough? And the answer is mishia sakana. When you heat it up high enough, kidei so that levasha lel beya kalisha bebeim, it's hot enough to cook the egg that is the most easy to cook. And which egg is that? The egg of a chicken? Trufa. After you took the egg out of its shell, trufa means you beat the egg. Unasuna beilfas. And you put it in a special pot, which you would use, let's say, for chont, which is already hot from beforehand. So obviously it's not going to take too much to cook this egg. It's a chicken egg that cooks easy. It was taken out of its shell. You already beat the egg. And it's being placed on the Kira in a pot that's already hot. So the Kira only has to be hot enough to be able to cook an egg under such circumstances, and it's good to go. It's called the Kira, which could be mekabel tuma. So let me just remember. An oven has to be 4 tefachim high, and a Kira needs only to be 3 finger widths high. How come there's such a big difference in the shear? And the answer is simple. With the oven, you're putting the bread inside. With the Kira, you're putting the pots on top. It doesn't need so much space inside. With the oven, you have to have enough space to be able to put the bread onto the wall, over the fire. With the Kira, all you really need is space for the fire, really. And perhaps you remember this as well from Masechta Shabbos, HaKupach. So Kupach is basically a Kira. The only difference is there's only one hole on top, not two. There's place for one pot on top. Now, included in that, it's much narrower than the Kira. The Kira is twice as long as it's wide. The Kupach, it's just a round pot. It's open from the top. It's open from the bottom. The bottom, of course, gets sealed to the floor. Now, with the kupach, you can cook on top. And sometimes you can put the pot in and cook inside. He said that's the same for the kira. Sometimes they cooked on top like a stove. And sometimes they put the pot inside. The difference, the practical difference in the kupach and the kira is that with the kupach, you can sometimes bake with also. If you're going to take a piece of dough and put it inside a kira, it won't work. It doesn't get hot enough. You're not going to get your cupcake, your cookie, your challah. You're going to get just like half-baked dough. With the kupach, it's sometimes used for baking. Because it's smaller and narrower, it does heat up enough to bake. So Zakta Mishnah, ha-kupach, this kupach, which again is basically half a kira, there's only one hole on top of the pot, and sometimes you bake in it. So it depends. A soil yafi, if it was made to bake in it, so basically it's an oven. It's not mamish an oven. An oven starts out wide and it gets narrow. The kupach has straight walls. An oven doesn't have the type of hole in top that you can put a stove on that and bake with. But lamaisa, if this kopach was made for baking and has the same shear as an oven. What does it mean, same shear as an oven? Zakta batanura. Same shear as an oven as to how hot it has to be for it to become a kopach. What was the shear by an oven? To bake suvganim. Remember suvganim, the loose kind of bread, the spongy kind of bread? However, solubishl, if it was made for cooking, then shiuri kakira, then the shear of how hot it has to be to become an official kopach is the same shear as a kira, and that's to cook up a beaten chicken egg that was already in a pot that's hot. Let me ask you something. You're telling me that if the kopach was made primarily for baking and has the same shear as a tanner, and therefore how hot does it have to be enough to bake the suvganim? What about how large does it have to be? There are two differences in halacha between a tanner and a kira. Tanner has to be 4 tfachim. A kira is just 3 etzbois. And yes, in order to say that it's finished, you have to heat it up at least once to bake the spongy bread. That's a tanner. And by a kira, it's this scrambled egg, this beaten egg that's already in a pot that's hot. So you're telling me, once again, let's see the words of the Mishnah, kupach, this kupach, it depends. So, lafia, shiure katanner, the shear is like a tanner. In regard to how hot it has to be. What about in regard to how high it has to be? So the Tosis Yomtiv says, same thing. Same as a tanner. Tanner has to be high 4 tvachim, this too has to be high 4 tvachim. And that's how the Rambam paskens. And again, so labishal, it was made for cooking, shiure kakira, which in addition to the fact doesn't have to get that hot, only hot enough to cook the egg, it also only has to be shalich its boys. Again, you can take a look in the Taisis Yamtev, who discusses this. Okay, now we're going to talk about something else. Ha'even ha'yoytze min ha'taner, the stone that comes out of a taner. What's this stone coming out of a taner? Well, it seems there was a stone handle that came out of the wall of the oven. The Batanura explains, they would connect a stone, and that was like a handle. And that handle becomes part of the oven. If the oven becomes tamei, it becomes tamei. And if bread touches it, the bread's going to become tamei. Because the stone becomes a yad to the taner, literally a handle in this case. When the Pasuk talks about an oven, the Pasuk says, tmeim yu lachem. Chazal Darshan says, about tenura lachem l'chol shebet sarchechem. Meaning to say, not just the oven itself becomes tamei, but anything that's used to handle the oven, literally the handle in this case, also becomes tamei along with the oven. However, it depends how long this stone is. If it's very, very long, it's no longer useful as a handle. Even though it's still connected to the oven, it's not part of the oven. So the truth is, it doesn't have to be very, very long. It's only the first tefach. That's what the Mishnah means. This stone handle, it comes out of the wall of the oven. Up until a tefach, that's called a handle. Umen akira, or the stone that comes out of the kira, shalosh etzbois, 3 fingers. Up until that point, chibur, it's considered connected. And again, if the oven or the kira becomes tamei, the stone becomes tamei. And if bread will touch it, it'll become tamei. It's a yad for the taner of the kira. But if it's longer than that, if the handle of the oven is longer than a tefach, or the handle of the kira is longer than the shalosh etzbois, then the part that's beyond the tefach, or beyond the 3 fingers, that's not considered connected to the oven, even though physically it is, and that does not become tamei. This din, that a yad becomes tamei, is only the amount that you would need as a yad. Anything more than that doesn't count. What about a stone handle that comes out of the kupach? The kupach, again, would be an upside-down pot, straight walls. Only one hole on top for a pot, so a yoytzim in a kupach, the stone handle that comes out of a kupach. What's the shear over there? So here, too, it depends what the kupach was made for, being that it's multi-purpose. So a soilafi, if it was made to bake, shear katana, same shear as an oven. In other words, up until a tefach, it's considered a handle. So lebishel, if it was made for cooking, shiure kakira, then has the same shear as a kira, would only be tame up until shalosh etzbois, the width of 3 fingers. Kum to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends where the oven is. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, le'amru tefach, ele ben hataner v'lekoisel. These shiurim of a tefach for a tanner and shalosh etzbois for a kira is only if this handle is in between the oven and the wall of the house. Now usually they would place the tanner or the kira as close to the wall as possible. Why waste empty space in the house? So if this stone handle is too long, you can't get it too close to the wall. And that's why we're saying that in the case of the taner, if it's longer than a tefach, or in the case of the kir, if it's longer than shalosh etzba'is, it's not part of the handle, because we know you're going to cut this off. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, if this stone handle is not situated between the wall and the taner, or between the wall and the kir, and therefore it doesn't really get in your way, so even if it's longer than the shiur, even if the evan connected to the taner is longer than a tefach, and even if the evan connected to the kira is longer than three etzba'is, it's still going to be considered part of the taner or kira, being that he's probably not going to take it off. And therefore, again, should the taner or kira become tameh, so does the handle. So again, Amar Rabbi Yehuda le'amar, we did not say the shear of a tefach, ela only by this stone that is bein ha-taner v'lakaisel, between the taner and the wall. Vayter zok the Mishnah, hayu shnei tanurim smuchim zeh lezeh, if you have two ovens near each other. And there was one stone that was like the handle for both. So zok the Mishnah, noisin lezeh, you give to one side of the stone tefach. Ulezeh, to the other side of tefach. Vasharin, the rest, tar would be tar. So let's say I have a taner to my right, a taner to my left, and there's a stone in between the two that serves as a handle for both. And let's say, for illustrative purposes, that this stone is three tefachim long. So the middle tefach is not tameh. But the tefach to the right and the tefach to the left are considered handles of their respective ovens. The first tefach that comes out of each oven is considered part of that oven. So if that oven becomes tameh, so does this part of the handle. But the part of the stone in the middle is not going to be mekabel tameh. It may interest you to note that according to the Rambam, this oven that comes out of the taner was not a handle. It was actually part of the insulation. We said before they smeared things around the taner, around the kir, in order to keep it hot. Well, part of the ingredients were like little stones. That's why we're calling it stones. And they would paste these stones onto the oven. And here's where the Mishnah says, up until a tefach, it's considered part of the oven. Further than that, it's not. The reason would be because up until a tefach taka, it helps to keep the oven hot. Afterwards, it really doesn't make a difference. It's not making the oven any hotter. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, a kira, which is like a stove that has two holes on top. It is wide. It's used for cooking. Most of the time, they put the pots on top, sometimes even inside. It's never used for baking. Doesn't have enough heat. And being that primarily the pots were put on top, it had these two holes with the pots on top, you don't need much space inside. So while the shear of a tana is four tvachim high, here the shear is only three etzbois. You have to heat it up in order to make it a keli, and there's a very small shear for a kira. In other words, a very low temperature. It just has to be hot enough to cook a chicken egg that's beaten, and it's ready in a pot that's preheated. Then you have a kopach. A kopach is similar to a kira, except it has only one hole on top for one pot. Because it's narrower, it's hotter, and sometimes you can bake inside. The kira doesn't generate enough heat to be able to bake. Like we said, you'll put your dough in a kira, you're not going to get a cookie out of it. Memela depends what the kopach is made for. If it was made for baking, it has the shear of the taner. If it was made for cooking, it has the shiurim for a kira. Then we spoke about this evan, which the batanura and many rishonim learn, most rishonim learn, means a stone handle that comes out of the taner. Up until the tefach, it's called part of the oven. By a kira, three etzbois. Any part that's longer than that is no longer part of the oven, so the oven would become tameh. The part after a tefach for a taner, after three etzbois for a kira, would not become tameh. As far as this handle coming out of a kupach would be concerned, depends what the kupach is made for. If it's made primarily for baking, then it has the same shear as a taner, up until a tefach. If it's made for cooking, then it has the shear of a kira, which is three etzbois. Mishnah also told us, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, these shiurim are only, when do we say it's only up until a tefach for a taner, only up until three etzbois for a kira? That's if you put the taner or the kira next to the wall. And the people try to get it to the wall as close as possible, so it doesn't take up that much space of the house. So you only need a tefach. If it's longer than a tefach, you're going to cut it off, so you can get the taner closer to the wall. That's why we're not counting it. But stamazai, if it's not near the wall, and you're not necessarily in a rush to cut it off, says Rabbi Yehuda, even after a tefach, it's still part of the taner. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if you have two ovens right next to each other, and there's one handle for both, so a tefach on each side, the closest tefach to the oven on each side is part of the oven. If the oven would become tameh, it would become tameh. But the area in the middle Wataka not become tame. And we also said, according to the Rambam, that this oven is not a handle, but it was part of the insulation. So up until a tefach thick is necessary for the oven. That's why it's part of the oven. More than that is not considered any longer connected to the oven.